This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined by Andre Morisseau. Many of you will be very familiar with his voice and, of course, himself. He is an enthusiastic advocate and ambassador for Aboriginal arts, culture, public affairs, and business. He's also a member of the Fort William First Nation, where he maintains a home, but is also based in Toronto, too. Over the past 15 years, Andre has served on numerous boards of directors, including the Ontario Arts Council, Imaginative Film and Media Arts Festival, the Native American Journalists Association, Aboriginal Voices Radio Network, and the Toronto Council Fire Native Cultural Centre. In 2003, he was also chosen as one of the first three recipients of the City of Toronto Aboriginal Affairs Award. For five exciting years, Andre has also worked as the Secretariat for the National Aboriginal Achievement Foundation, which of course is now INSPIRE. He also spent 3 years as the Communications Officer for the Chiefs of Ontario. He is currently the chair of the James Bartolin Aboriginal Youth Creative Writing Award jury, and he also is currently the Director of Awards and Communications for the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB. How are you doing today, Andre?
I am wonderful, but tired listening to all that stuff.
Hey, you've got quite the track record.
Yeah.
So I know today the focus is going to be actually on CCAB's National Youth Aboriginal Entrepreneur Award. So I guess maybe to start, we get your opinion on why do you feel the celebration of the entrepreneurial success of youth is very important?
Well, you know, we live in very dynamic times, and we have got to change the thinking of the average Canadian. You know, we have had such a bad time of it for so long, to put it mildly, yet there is such success going on out there in the Aboriginal business world that we need to tell the world, and our youth are the next up-and-coming generation of real entrepreneurs in this country. So we need to let the people know, all people, that we have great success.
That's a very good point, Andre, and obviously we're at a crossroads, of course, and success seems to be a lot more prevalent, and the stories seem to be parlaying more towards the success aspect as well, too, and it's great to see CCAB really trying to make sure that those individuals out there are really being recognized, and you've done great, great work over the years through CCAB's many various other awards. So it's great to see them really trying to, again, make sure that the national Aboriginal youth out there are being noticed. So maybe we can touch upon now your opinion on how you feel this award can actually make a difference.
Well, you know, this award, it's an example of wonderful partnership and working together, and its success can really help young people. The award comes with a cash prize of $10,000, and the youth recipients, all they have to do is produce a 60-second video on why they think their business should win this award. Now, it's open to youth between the ages of 19 to 34 years of age, and they produce a video. You know, today they can do it with their cell phones. They can do it elaborately. You know, there are so many ways to do, but it's 60 seconds, and that's the challenge. So then what they do is they download the actual video to WooFoo, which is where we take the videos, and then we do the jury. As well, when they go to our website at ccab.com, that's where they fill out the initial paperwork. It's not long. It's not arduous. This is about the creativity of our young people in telling us why they should win this award and win $10,000. And we know that $10,000 could be the difference between making their business an even larger success.
Well, I know in the past you guys have had some pretty incredible recipients. 2013 was Savannah Olson, and last year Kendall Netmaker, who of course I know a lot of our audience members will be familiar with Nietzsche Gear. So it's definitely quite the award, and you mentioned $10,000 for a 60-second video on your business and why you should win seems like a pretty fair deal. So maybe we can just quickly reiterate for those listeners, those youth between 19 and 34 who have those ears perked, how can they apply again?
Well, they go to our website at ccab.com, and all the information they're going to need, they will find it there. Now, they have to remember as well that they have to be self-employed for a minimum of 1 year, okay? And they can submit, if they want, they can do a 30-second or a 30 to 60-second video. But you can't go beyond the 60 seconds, and it's important that they remember that. And also, they have to be a Canadian resident of First Nation, status or non-status, Inuit or Métis.
Wonderful. Do you think that the technology side of the nomination, the making of the 30 to 60 second film, is actually attracting more young people?
Definitely. You know, we live in a changed world, and it's amazing how fast the digital world has come. But it's helped to connect our young people. And, you know, like when you go to the remote reserves or you go, you know, to the First Nations, anywhere for that matter, you'll see the youth. They've got those cell phones, and that's where the creativity is. And, you know, like I said earlier, it's not just cell phones. Many have access to cameras that are doing extraordinary things, computers where they can edit. So I say, yes, technology is definitely a driving force that brings their creativity to the table and makes them want to get involved and want to take a shot at winning the $10,000. And, you know, I'll just tell you that if and when they win, they, wherever they live in the country, they come to our gala in Toronto that happens every year, where we celebrate the Aboriginal Business Hall of Fame laureate, as well as the Youth Entrepreneur of the Year Award. So them and a guest, they are flown to Toronto, they come to our exciting gala, we set them, it's an amazing experience. And, you know, and like I said, it's about us sharing these successes with all Canadians and getting our young people excited about, you know, how business can change their lives, how entrepreneurialism can make a better world for them, their families, and their communities.
Well, we definitely have some brilliant entrepreneurs out there, and again, it's very great and incredible to see an organization like CCAB wanting to highlight those individuals. And again, listeners, this is now the third year for the National Aboriginal Youth Entrepreneur Award, being brought to you by the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business. Wonderful. So thank you again for taking the time, Andre. Before we let you go now, we can maybe highlight a couple of areas where people can stay in touch. I know you've mentioned how they can apply, but maybe for those listeners who just want to stay in touch with CCAB, where should they go?
Well, you know, first and foremost, go to our website. It's as easy as www.ccab.com. But if any of our listeners out there want to talk to me personally, I am definitely available, and they can reach me on my cell phone at 647-970-7661.
Wonderful. So again, listeners, please, if you're an Aboriginal entrepreneur out there between the ages of 19 and 34, and you feel like throwing $10,000 into the coffer to make your business even more successful, the CCAB is providing an incredible opportunity through their National Aboriginal Youth Entrepreneur Award. So before we let you go, Andre, maybe some final words of wisdom for the audience out there.
Well, you know, I just want to say how much I admire the work of NationTalk.ca, giving that voice a national voice, and how much CCAB appreciates having access to that voice. And, you know, I think that at the end of the day, it's awards and, you know, partnerships and things like this that offer new opportunity for our youth and a new way to generate not just, you know, their own future in business, but also a chance to have fun and be creative.
Well, there you have it, listeners. Again, please stay in touch for those who are catching us on the radio. www.ccab.com. You can go there to apply as well for the National Aboriginal Youth Entrepreneur Award. $10,000 and a nice trip to the Toronto Gala for CCAB, which takes place usually, I believe, around the February area.
That's right.
Wonderful. So again, for those who have the pleasure of catching us online, though, as always, you'll find some links below. Thanks again, listeners, and Chi Miigwech.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.